Simon & Schuster Audio presents Two for Texas by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
Chapter 1. The first day that Son Holland arrived in the penal camp, manacled inside a mule-drawn wagon with seven other convicts, he knew that he would eventually escape, that he would die before he would spend 10 years in a steaming swamp under the guns and horse quirts of malarial Frenchmen with Negro blood in their veins and a degenerate corruption in their hearts. But he was just barely 19 then, still sufficiently naive to believe that his will alone was enough to win his freedom. He didn't know that almost 2 years would pass before his escape would come almost by accident, and that he would have to help murder a man to accomplish it. The penal camp was built on a mud flat of the Mississippi River, where it made a wide bend north of Baton Rouge, and at sunset, while he stood exhausted and silent in front of his pen, waiting for the long chain to be slipped free from the iron ring manacled to one ankle, he looked out over the miles of swampland that one day he would have to cross to reach the Sabine River and Texas. White cranes flew low over the dead cypress tops in the sun's afterglow, their wings covered with scarlet, and the willow trees along the banks seemed wilted in the damp heat. Just as the pen door was bolted and locked behind him and he lay down on the wood plank in the collective smell of himself and the other convicts, he saw the mosquitoes begin to lift in gray clouds out of the cattails. Sleep came to him only in the late hours of the night, because the men who were to be whipped for breaking a rule during the day were always taken from the pens after the guards had eaten supper and started in on the barrel of whiskey they kept locked up with the axes and saws. So a man never knew until very late whether he would be called out from the pen, told to pull his cotton breeches over his buttocks and kneel across a log like a child saying his prayers and be whipped until he cried and the urine ran down his thighs. Also, there were the sounds of the convicts in the Maison du Chien, the dog houses, a row of wooden boxes where the bad ones were locked in with a hole the size of a cigar for air. There wasn't a
sample complete. Ready to continue?